Hello everyone, NapasTrix here from Envision Game Community. Today, I shall be reviewing the Radium 600 by Genesis. As a heads up, a majority of this review will be handled through said microphone with the NVIDIA RTX voice program, though I will demonstrate it without. Starting off this review, we will go over the specifications of the microphone, also listed on screen right now, along with the full guide file. Both of these will also be in the description of the video. So, first thing, this is a USB microphone, which may put off some people, as the favorability of USB mics is generally low, though at the price, it can offset any issues of normal USB complications. The low-end hertz of the mic does lead to it sounding more bassy, causing you to feel the sound rather than hear it. The weight is a bit on the heavy side for me, often pulling down my mic arm at certain angles, though 408 grams is just below average weight. It only comes in black, which fits my setup, but might be a downside for people who want matching gear. The only illumination is on the mute button. Cable length is good, though I would have personally liked an extra 20 centimeters for my hidden wire desk setup. It's a condenser microphone, so best used for vocals and high-frequency responses, better suited for podcasts and gaming. The frequency response is pretty great, hitting a real low 30 Hz and up to 18 kHz. The mic is not overly sensitive at minus 36, you're wanting to stick a bit close to the microphone. The direction of input is cardioed, so you'll want to make sure it's facing the right direction towards you. Now, bringing it all together for the price of around £80 may feel like a bit much, definitely more expensive than my previous Razer Siren. However, the Radium 600 comes in a lovely strong case. Included with it is a stand, pop filter, and foam shield. You're really paying extra to not have to set up an extravagant shopping list or recording studio, since this purchase comes with most anything you'd want, aside from a mic arm. One strange design choice, which a few other mics do, is that the on-mic controls located to the side, away from the main input of the microphone. So, if you mute the mic, you'll have to look around the mic to see if it's worked or not. I would have preferred the buttons to be on the front and not the side. Now, onto the side-by-side comparisons. This is the Radium 600 microphone by Genesis on a mic arm, about 8 inches from my face. This is the Razer Siren microphone by Razer, about 8 inches from my face. As you can hear, both microphones in cardioed mode sound rather similar, with the Siren peaking a bit more with S sounds. With the gap in price, you don't get much improvement aside from those peaks. These kind of peaks can be sorted with other programs, however, changing effects in recording software like OBS. Overall, the Radium 600 microphone may be a quick and easy setup for newcomers to streaming or voice recording. However, for intermediate users, it will feel like a lot of money for not much. I already had a pop filter and mic arm, so a good portion of what comes in the case isn't necessary for me. The stands it does come with also doesn't allow for a good streaming setup, having to sit between your hands. For the quality, £80 is a bit of a bargain, especially since this is a bundle purchase. If you're wanting some high-quality vocal microphones without any extra fluff, you could probably get a better deal with a cheaper microphone. I give the Radium 600 an 8 out of 10 if you're a newcomer. Closer to a 7 out of 10 if you've got some experience with microphones and streaming setups.